Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Anger Management for Explosive Parents: Super Strategies for Moms and Dads to Calm Your Temper, Understand Your Triggers, and Control Your Emotions is a practical parenting and self-help guide focused on emotional regulation in family life. Written by Remington James, the book addresses a specific and common problem parents who feel overwhelmed, lose their temper with children, and then regret their reactions. Rather than treating anger as a moral failure, it approaches it as a manageable pattern shaped by stress, triggers, habits, and communication breakdowns. The book is designed for moms and dads who want usable tools, not theory alone, and it emphasizes immediate strategies that can be applied in everyday parenting moments. Based on the available descriptions, the book combines anger management principles with mindful parenting, aiming to help readers create a calmer home, respond more respectfully, and strengthen parent-child relationships through greater emotional awareness and control. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a parenting-centered approach to anger. Not a general self-help framework, the book stands out because it does not treat anger in isolation. Its focus is specifically on explosive parenting, which means the emotional problem is examined through the realities of raising children, managing routines, and coping with daily frustration. That matters because parental anger often arises in repeated ordinary situations rather than extreme events. By framing the issue around moms and dads, the book can address shame, guilt, and the pressure to remain patient under stress without drifting into abstract psychology. This parenting-centered lens also makes the advice more relevant to readers who need solutions for real-time family conflict, not just broad emotional insight. The practical value of this approach is that it connects anger control with the larger goals of home stability, child well-being, and healthier interaction patterns. In other words, the book treats emotional regulation as a family skill, not merely an individual one, which makes its purpose more immediate and more usable for parents under pressure. Secondly, identifying triggers as the foundation of emotional control. A central theme in the book is the idea that parents cannot manage anger effectively until they understand what activates it. The descriptions repeatedly emphasize triggers, which suggests that the book treats anger as a pattern with identifiable causes rather than a random loss of control. This is a useful distinction because many parents respond to anger only after it has already escalated, when repair is harder and regret is stronger. By encouraging readers to recognize personal triggers, the book shifts attention toward prevention. That can include stress, fatigue, noise, repeated disobedience, time pressure, or feeling disrespected, even if the exact triggers differ from one parent to another. The likely practical benefit is greater self-awareness, which makes it easier to interrupt automatic reactions before they become harsh words or impulsive discipline. In this sense, trigger awareness is not a side topic but the structural base of the book's method. Without that step, calming techniques can remain temporary fixes rather than lasting changes in behavior. Thirdly, the CALMSS toolkit is a structured method for self-regulation. One of the most distinctive elements associated with the book is the CALMS Anger Management Toolkit. Even from the limited public description, it appears to function as a practical framework rather than a vague encouragement to stay calm. That matters because parents who are overwhelmed by anger often need structure more than inspiration. A named toolkit gives the material a sequence and a memorable organizing principle, helping readers translate broad advice into repeatable habits. The strength of such a framework is that it can guide action in moments when emotional thinking is impaired and simple reflection is not enough. It also signals that the book is likely designed for daily use, with steps that can be revisited until they become more automatic. Compared with books that stay at the level of general advice, a structured toolkit makes the subject more teachable and more accessible to busy parents. Its core value lies in turning emotional regulation into a process that can be learned, practiced, and reinforced over time. Fourthly, communication is the bridge between anger control and family trust. The book does not limit itself to calming techniques. It also highlights clear and respectful communication. That is important because anger in families is not only an internal feeling problem but also a relational one. When parents react harshly, children may comply in the moment but lose a sense of safety, clarity, or trust. By linking emotional control to communication, the book shows that the goal is not suppression, but better interaction. Clear communication matters because it allows parents to express limits, expectations, and frustration without escalating conflict or causing unnecessary harm. Respectful language can also reduce the cycle in which children react defensively and parents become even more frustrated. This makes communication a practical tool for de-escalation and relationship repair, not just a soft skill. In the context of parenting, it is especially useful because it connects discipline with connection. The book's focus suggests that calmer speech, better timing, and more deliberate responses are part of the same broader strategy for building a peaceful home. Lastly, daily routines, and quick reset strategies for real parenting moments. The book appears to place strong emphasis on techniques that can be used in the middle of stressful parenting situations and reinforced through daily routine. That combination is important because anger management for parents has to work both in crisis moments and in ordinary life. A 5-step guide and more than 15 strategies, as described in the source material, suggest a hands-on model built for repetition and practical application. The real challenge for parents is not only understanding anger conceptually, but finding ways to interrupt it while a child is crying, arguing, or refusing to cooperate. The Paul Venn quick reset strategies are therefore essential because they provide alternatives to impulsive reactions. At the same time, daily routines help those techniques become more reliable, especially when stress is cumulative. This dual focus increases the book's usefulness. Readers are not left with one-time advice, but given methods that can fit into a schedule and be used under pressure. The result is a system meant to make calm responses more consistent, not merely occasional. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents who recognize that anger has become part of their family dynamic and want a practical way to change it. Moms and dads who often feel guilty after snapping at their children are likely to find it especially relevant, as will readers looking for a non-judgmental introduction to anger management in a parenting context. Its main benefit is not only emotional insight but usability. It appears built around clear tools, trigger awareness, communication habits, and repeatable steps that fit into ordinary family life. Compared with many books in the anger management category, it is more specifically tailored to parents rather than offering a broad, generic self-help model. That focus gives it a narrower but more concrete purpose. It stands out by combining emotional regulation with mindful parenting and by framing calmness as something that supports both discipline and connection. For readers who want a guide that is direct, family-oriented, and immediately applicable, this book offers a focused approach to reducing conflict and creating a more stable home environment. If you would like to support Remington James, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.